What's up, family? It is Tara Chantel. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm super excited to talk to you today about marriage because my mindset has really shifted towards a new way of thinking about marriage and what that entails for me. Taking time to myself, I actually started thinking for myself. It allowed me to really take risks and bet on myself and invest on myself. And now, y'all, I like myself a lot. I mean, a lot. I even went ahead and bought myself a ring. It is a simple reminder of the commitment I have for myself. And when people ask me about marriage and when I'm gonna get married or if I'm married and this and that, I always say something slick like, you know, I'm a wife to myself. I'm a whole wife to myself. But I had to really think about it because I'm actually married to the game. The game we call life. And not giving up on life. Being open-minded towards life. Staying open to the possibilities this life has to offer. It's so much stuff I had to unlearn to relearn. And one of the things that I had to learn is to be a whole complete person by myself and standing firm by myself and really being a good wife to myself. When have we ever heard somebody say, I am a wife to myself? We're so eager to play a role for other people instead of playing the role for ourselves, seeing what that entails and actually, do you enjoy it? Do you like it? How do you treat you? And me treating myself with so much love, respect, and discipline allow me to really open all of my eyes, if you get the gist. So my eyes are open and I cannot unsee the truth. I cannot unsee the illusion. And this spiritual awakening has really allowed me to question, why do we do the things we do? Why do we accept the bare minimum? Why do we make it seem like this is the route everyone should move towards? Why have this society set certain standards in place and certain goals that everyone is unconsciously following? I know when I was little, that was just fed into me. Have kids, get married, and that is just life. You have to have kids and find somebody you can have kids with, find somebody you can sleep in the same bed with, find somebody. But what about finding yourself? And I have found myself because we are never lost here. We live in this system that can have us getting distracted and can have us low-key losing our mind. So as I became closer and closer to myself, I then realized I am committed to myself and I'm also committed to the journey of life. I'm committed to the higher calling that's on my life and moving towards my higher self. And I know I'm nowhere near because I am a work in progress, but I have so much grace on myself and I have so much love for myself. And I had to really learn how to love not only myself but also others. We're not taught how to love. We're not taught that it's an art of loving, but we're so eager to make ourselves more lovable instead of asking, how can I show up and be love for other people? How can I give love to others today? Instead of, how can I make myself more lovable so other people can love me? Once I shifted that, I realized it's so much love all around me. And why limit myself? It's so much love and beauty all around us every single day, and it allows me to move towards gratitude and gratefulness. And now I no longer want to play roles with people. I'm not looking for a role mate, someone that I can play, that someone I can play a facade with. I'm not looking for that. That seems like it's so draining and exhausting, having to fake all the time because we're playing these roles. Okay, you're playing daddy, I'm playing mommy, and we have to put on this facade. And I don't want to play a role. I want to be myself on this journey and then align myself with soulmates, not role mates. And then I realized that I no longer want to act. I no longer want to fake it. I want to be me. And if you can't accept me for that, then that's a bummer on your end. Because we have to surround ourselves with people who want more for us, not from us. We must surround ourselves around people that want the best for us instead of always wanting something from us. Can I break it down? Because the people that want the best for you want you to invest in yourself, want you to protect your energy, want you to say no to things that don't serve you. But then if you are so consumed around the people that want to take from you and want things from you, those are energy vampires. So I no longer want to just surround myself around people that constantly is taking and not encouraging me to be my best self, not encouraging me to take breaks, not encouraging me to relax. This life is so precious. Why fake it? Why fake it playing these roles when you can link up with other souls that want the best for you instead of wanting something from you? Having a secret motive, having a secret intention of, oh, I'm just gonna be with her because she makes me look good, or I have this idea about her that she can play this role for me and this and that. I don't wanna be around none of that because I will fail you every time. I will disappoint you every time if you have expectations for me. And that is when I realized that I am married to the game. And I look forward to what this life is all about. I look forward to being open to traveling the world and taking you guys on this journey with me. I honestly never feel alone on this journey because I have such a supportive community that encourages me, that loves me, and that accepts me for me, and I will be forever thankful. Thank you guys for tuning in. Let me know your thoughts on this new chapter in your life and your spiritual awakening and like shifting the whole narrative to this game of life. I would love to hear it. And tap into the links below, and I cannot wait to see you on the next one.